Infants of all mammals thrive on breast milk, which varies from species to species in nutrient content, especially fat, up to 50% by mass for whales. Whale milk has the consistency of toothpaste. High fat content supports the high energetic needs of early growth of the infant, and for whales, growing an insulating blubber layer. Breast milk also contains minerals, hormones, protective antibodies, and an array of small organic carbon-containing molecules. Infant formulas to replace breast milk can be made from various sources, including cow's milk, yet in some regions with unsafe water. Remember the Nestle scandal and boycott that started in 1977. The formulas lack many of these factors and indeed bias the infant toward obesity later in life. A clue? Human breast milk also contains alkyl glycerol ethers, which are interesting variants on glycerol-based fats. Haidong Yu and colleagues in an international collaboration recently found that these molecules work through the infant's immune system. Immune system cells, the macrophages in fatty tissue, adipose tissue, metabolize these ethers into molecular signals. In turn, these signals help keep beige fatty tissue from turning prematurely into white adipose tissue, your basic ordinary fat. So here's another plus for breastfeeding. Add that to its great portability on travel. No anxiety about finding good water and heat, or both. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.